We know COVID-19 is surging in the U.S. In the last week alone, the average daily case number shot up 82% from 2 weeks ago. Suddenly, people who didn't know someone, maybe they are that someone. So where will it go next? Since the beginning of the pandemic, we've been checking in with Kinza Thermometer. That's the company that compiles anonymous data from millions of their smart thermometer users to forecast where the next COVID-19 hotspots will be weeks before even the CDC can make that prediction. The data is shared publicly. It gives epidemiologists and public health officials a head start on slowing the spread. So let's bring back Kinza CEO Inder Singh to talk about what his data shows for the last 3 weeks or so. And Inder, we know 2 million of your thermometers are in use, which means millions more are using them in families. But for those who aren't familiar, how do they forecast outbreaks?
The thermometer itself acts as a basic medical guidance system. So it connects into an app and it coaches you about what to do, when to see the doctor, when you need to go to the ER, how to care for your sick loved one at home. And the network essentially aggregates three pieces of information. Where and when are fever and symptoms starting? How fast are they spreading? And how bad is it? How severe are the symptoms? How long-lasting is the illness? That second piece of data on transmission, how fast it's spreading, has proven to be really key in forecasting where illness will spread. And with COVID, you got to remove what cold and flu would do. So what we're doing is removing what we would expect from cold and flu, and what's left over is unusual. What's left over is COVID-19. Mm. And we're using that to forecast where COVID cases will increase. The ultimate reason why this is valuable is because it's before the healthcare system, right? As I like to say, by the time the healthcare system sees a case, it's too late. And the flame of an outbreak has become an inferno. By the time someone gets symptoms and then goes and sees the doctor, again, it's, you know, days or weeks have passed. We saw that mildly symptomatic spread because we can consistently speak with people at the outset of their illness.
And when you say speak with people, you're meaning the smart technology is speaking to them. It's uploading these fevers that are beyond the number of fevers that you expected for years in that area because people got the flu and got cold. I just want to say we're going to link all your data, which is available at your health weather website at herenow.org, so people can see what we are talking about. Let's take a look at the map of the United States, and on it we see flashing red dots. So are those the states and counties where you're forecasting hotspots now?
We're forecasting case increases. And, you know, right now we're forecasting case increases in many places in the country. I think what is most interesting to talk about right now is a new feature that we're going to be releasing in a week, which is magnitude. How much is it increasing? And what we're seeing is that there are a number of places where it's definitely going to increase. The biggest rates of increase, the places that we're most concerned about cases surging, are places like New York City. We're seeing that the counties in New York City are amongst the top 20 places with the biggest rate of increase. So New York County, the Bronx, Queens are all in the top 10 counties nationally with the greatest percent increase in cases expected going forward over the next week. Neighboring counties like Westchester and Nassau are also in the top 20. Some other areas of concern are in Washington State. King and Pierce counties are in our top 10 of where we'd expect COVID cases to surge in terms of the biggest rate of increase in the coming week. This may change because Washington State just announced a new round of restrictions to indoor gatherings, and hopefully that'll start breaking the chain of infection. But right now, we're expecting them in the next week to be amongst the top 10 in terms of biggest rate of increase. Baltimore County, Maryland is another one where we're pretty concerned.
I see also, is it Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, Hennepin County, Minneapolis? These could have the biggest number of new cases?
That's right. So El Paso, Milwaukee County, and Hennepin County, which is where Minneapolis are the places where there's the greatest absolute increase in the number of cases. Not necessarily the biggest rate of increase, but the biggest absolute number of case increases relative to where they are today. Those are all pretty concerning areas.
What's the difference between absolute and rate of increase?
So El Paso, Milwaukee, and Hennepin were already high. So right. Even though their numbers are going up, the rate is not as big as in these other places that have a low level of cases and are skyrocketing.
So you've got absolute cases. This is absolutely happening. Then you've got rate of increase. It's happening quickly. But that means that interventions can still maybe change the transmission, potentially slow it down.
Yeah, absolutely. What we saw early, you know, in the first wave of COVID is that aggressive social distancing activities we're breaking the chain of infection. We could actually see within days fever levels leveling off and dropping. You would see transmission rates dropping.
Inder, I have to jump in. Are you saying that you're seeing temperatures pop up in an area which set off your alarm bells that there are going to be cases following this increase in temperatures? But then if people in those areas institute, you know, mask mandates, for instance, you see it slowed down?
Yes. What we saw in March through May was very clear. And that was when people took more aggressive stances, you broke the chain of infection. And we've mapped that for the past 4 or 5 months. So it's very clear that when there are new actions being taken, it breaks the chain of infection.
So, for instance, your data is showing the two most populated counties in Washington state, that's King and Pierce, you mentioned, the top 10 counties on your COVID forecast. That may change because Washington state just announced some restrictions.
That's exactly correct.
And just briefly, Inder, what are you seeing for the flu season?
First, let me start by saying getting a flu shot is very important, especially because the healthcare system is already overburdened with COVID patients, and we don't want to add to that. With that said, we are expecting that flu will likely be very low. It's unlikely to be a twindemic. People have been talking about a twindemic of both COVID and flu. And right now we're seeing that flu activity and flu transmission is relatively low, and we expect it, therefore, to be lower than a normal flu season.
Maybe because people are getting the shots. They're running out at some places and reordering. So that's great. Inder Singh, CEO of Kinzer Thermometers. Again, they use data from thermometers around the country and people self-reporting other symptoms all anonymously to track and predict COVID-19 and flu outbreaks. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.